Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
This is Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler.
And we are coming to you from the 2015 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. We are here bringing you the news on the newest, best, and most innovative DIY products. And you know what? Painting is a great way to make a huge transition in any space with a very little bit of money. So joining us with some great innovations on how you can paint perfectly the first time, we've got Gary Fee, the leader of R&D for Shoreline. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you very much for having me.
So your whole job is to kind of figure out how to make painting easier, it seems.
Yes. I mean, for over 70 years, Shoreline has been bringing products to the market that serve to motivate and inspire painters to tackle projects of all kind of sizes and complexity.
And painting is one of those things that everybody thinks they can do until they get into it. And,
it's not
and,
as easy
and have
as
issues,
it looks.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. That's what happens.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things. You know, I'm holding in my hand, I don't know the technical name for this, but is this an edger?
That is an edger. That's a trim edger.
It's a trim edger. So it's basically a square with a fun painting pad on the side, and you truly, literally, on your edges.
Run it right up against your run it right up against your trim.
Yeah. Up to ceilings, up to walls, down to baseboard trims,
it makes
you know, chair rails,
like
so
foolproof.
Much easier. Mm. That's it. We've recognized that you know consumers not got the skill set that a professional painter has, and not many of them can use a brush to cut in. So Shoreline actually invented the edger. We had a number of products that we've received feedback on over the last few years, and so we've released a completely new suite of products. Mm-hmm. To serve that purpose, we've made major improvements on the usability and cleanability of those products.
Well, you know what I think is interesting about the edger is that I personally love to cut in. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoy it. However, you know, I have user failure sometimes with myself. You know, sometimes I'll have the best, cleanest, perfect line in the, and it spazz out. But your edger has made life so easy, especially when we're doing quick turnaround mm-hmm. makeovers and we've got short time frames and you can't always tape out. Yep. So it really is just a genius innovation.
Yep. And one of the biggest changes we've made this time is actually a patent pending change to the pad. So a lot of the things that have been introduced over the last few years have focused on the handle itself. What we've done is we've actually taken these two scoops out to lessen the possibility that any paint will transfer to the skids and the wheels. So everybody knows now about the wheels mm-hmm. and the skids to help keep that surface nice and smooth. And what we've done is we've reduced the chance for error further. And again, that's come from consumer feedback.
Now, Shoreline also makes brushes. And I think when consumers are faced with purchasing a brush, they can buy a brush for a dollar, mm-hmm. for $5, for $20, or for $30 or more. So there's just,
yes.
And they all do the same thing. They all apply a finish, right?
Yep.
But if you're that consumer, how do you make the right choice for your specific project?
Well, one of the things you need to realize, and the majority of consumers, DIYs, don't realize,
brushes are not disposable.
No, they really shouldn't be.
You should not be throwing away
your
brushes.
You should not be throwing away your brush. Now, the flip side is that just thinking that going for the highest price point is going to be a good thing is not necessarily true, because
right.
they tend to be tailored to the pros, and they actually are physically different. They tend to use stiffer filaments, because a pro likes to scoop his paint up, apply it to the wall, and then pull away from it and cut in. What the consumer wants to do is dip the brush into the can and then just go straight to the wall and paint. And so that we formulated brushes that are that have a softer filament type so that they give a smooth, consistent delivery.
So the brush becomes more of a distribution device.
Yes. And one of the things that the big thing that we're focusing on at the moment is the explosion of paint and primer as a paint product. So that's the majority of the market now, pushing over 60% of paint sold is now paint and primer.
Right. Combined.
So that's a, yeah, it's combined. So that's that it has seals against the wall and then applies the hue or the tint that you want in the same job and,
right.
And in many cases in one coat. And so we've stolen a march on the market by actually configuring our products to work best with paint and primer. Nobody else has actually engineered their product.
How do you do that?
So we've worked with the specific formulation of the softness and the stiffness of the bristles that we select, the filaments, I apologize.
But I mean, are you supposed to use different brushes and different rollers, whether you've got a primer or top coat? Because I have never done that.
So literally, it's the case of the paint and primer have only just really been released. Mm-hmm. And so everybody, you can use a brush, and the brush will work with the paint and primer. But now what we have are dedicated brushes that we can demonstrate serve better. So they'll be more consistent. They'll meter out the paint more efficiently and get a better finish. So that's not to say, you know, you have to pick one particular brush mm-hmm. or paint and primer, but we now have the best products
that's
for
fantastic.
Those paint and primer.
Does that same technology apply to rollers?
Yes. So we specifically formulate the fabrics. So we can get very technical, and we play with the
right.
density and the structure with how we actually put them together, the microfiber, you know, the size of the mm-hmm. filaments. And so we go through multiple iterations to kind of test those products and see which ones work best. And we test against all the major players in the paint and primer market.
Because you
right
definitely
now.
See a difference in application when the roller is fresh.
Yes.
And then maybe by the time you got around to the second coat, it's behaving completely differently.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you get that extra deposit of paint along the edges when it's not really being held by the mesh itself.
Yep.
And then you have to remember to kind of go back over that. And if you miss it, it dries and you've gotten yourself a nice crisp line in the finish.
Correct. Yep. And we deal with that a lot with the construction. We focus on the quality of our rollers as well, so we try to prevent those kind of wet edges.
Was that why the edges are sort of chamfered back?
Yes, that's exactly it. So that if you put too much pressure on with a flat edge that
right.
many people
you get the
actually
line.
Have, you get the line. You get that nice little wet bead that's
right.
really difficult to get rid of if you let it dry.
Well, there's a lot to it. I think folks don't realize how much R&D actually goes in to products like this.
They seem such simple tools, but there really is a lot of thought and a lot of innovation that goes
and
into
wash
them.
Your brushes and put them back in the wrapper that
keep
they came
them,
in
yes.
and keep them
yes.
and use them
absolutely.
Again.
Good advice. Gary Feed, leader of research and development for Shoreline. Thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit's Top Products podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you'd like more information, you can go to the Shoreline website, which is shoreline.com.
That's correct.
shurline.com. Thanks
and
again.
And also on social media.
Of course. Aren't we all?
Yep.
All right. And that hashtag, by the way, is Top Products NHS. You can find all of the products featured on the Money Pits podcast at Top Products NHS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.